producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, but I've got about the better part of an hour with you. I will be very honest with you. We were supposed to do an interview today with the director from The Overnighters, which is a movie that I reviewed for you yesterday. And they had a press day yesterday, and they blew us off, essentially. It was one of those things. I don't think it was personal. It's just that they scheduled too many people in too short a period of time. So we'll see about rescheduling it. So I've got the entire hour with that's my way of telling you that we're not doing It's Broken, Let's Fix It today. So I have the entire hour with you all. So in case you were thinking, well, gee, I need to call quickly. Not a bad idea, but not as crucial as it would have been 24 hours ago. Pete, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Pete. How are you doing?
All right.
How may I help you?
I was hoping to get some help from you, or at least maybe some direction.
Okay.
I was listening to the lady that called earlier about her grandson that was lying.
Right.
And I have a daughter, she's 6, and she has an undiagnosed neurological disorder. And she didn't start speaking until she was well into 3 years old. And she had problems with just staring off. They're like called stare seizures or something, and she'd have tremors.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done tests, every test they could think of. The neurologist has done everything he could. He said, we don't know what it is, and hopefully she'll grow out of it. Well, now she's, like I said, she's 6. She's in the first grade, and it seems to be getting worse. And she's has problems disrupting class now, you know, because she can't pay attention. She's having problems staying on task. And she's really smart. She reads really good, but she has really not very much comprehension of what she's reading.
So, all right. Let me go back. The symptoms are that she has she talked late. Does she speak? Does she have any speech impairment at this moment or not?
Well, she has a hard time getting her point across. You know what I mean? So do I, apparently. She still has some difficulty with it, you know what I mean? But
is it she can't find the right word?
That's part of it, I believe. She has a hard time finding the right words. I think it's all in her head. She just has a problem getting it out.
Okay. Does she write okay?
She's starting to write. You know, she can write her name and numbers and stuff.
Okay.
They're not the best. I think she might have mild dyslexia, too, because some of the numbers are backwards.
Yeah. Have you had her hearing checked?
Yes. Yes, her hearing's fine. Her eyes are perfect.
Okay. So she has a hard time. Could she read the words when they're written?
Yeah, she reads really well.
Okay.
And the way it is they do a letter system in her school, you know, A, B, C, D for the reading level.
Right.
And she's actually on a level higher than she's supposed to be or where she is, but they moved her back because of the comprehension. She can read it, but she can't tell you what she's read or what it's about or relate it to something going on with her own life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So she
can read a whole book.
All right, so she reads well, she doesn't comprehend as well, and she can't. So there's a processing problem going on here.
Yeah, like I said, all the neurologists would say is it's an undiagnosed neurological disorder, and my problem is without any kind of diagnosis.
Yeah, diagnosis. Yeah.
I can't get any help for her. I you know what I mean? No.
Yeah.
My insurance won't pay for any therapy.
Yeah, I'd find her.
I can't get help through any of the schools without a diagnosis.
Yeah, I think what you need is somebody who will give you a diagnosis, and it may be a questionable, it may be an either or, it may be a differential diagnosis. But you're absolutely right. You need somebody to give some clarity, if nothing else, so we know how to help her. How many neurologists have you talked to?
Two, but I'm going back to the last one. I made him because we had a conference with her teacher because of her disruptions in class. You know what I mean? And she's having problems with the other students because she's disruptive.
Tell me how she's disruptive. In what way?
She doesn't stay on task. She can't listen. You know what I mean? It's like,
does she talk?
Like,
does she talk to other kids?
Jumps around. She wrote her name on the carpet and pen. They had to clean that up. Been doing not really what she's supposed to, and it's not because I think she's being bad or anything like that. You know what I mean? And I was kind of scared because I was asking her about it, and she said her brain's telling her to be bad. And I was like, that just scared me.
Well, I think you're correct in that. So you're talking about going back to the last neurologist. Why are you going back to that person?
Well, to see if, because the way insurance works, you can't go to somebody else unless you have unless they set something up for you to go for somebody else. You know,
a referral,
from another doctor. Okay. So we want to go back and maybe see if he can retest a couple things, because it's been a little over a year since.
Okay.
She was
I think that's I think it's an excellent idea. Is this person associated with a teaching hospital?
No, it's a children's hospital.
Well, that may be a place to start. Is there a teaching hospital near you? Is there a medical school?
Yeah, there's University of Toledo Medical Center.
Okay. What I would do, it sounds like I would do two things. First of all, you're absolutely right. You need a diagnosis, if nothing else, so you can get some help, because she may need some special tutoring. Obviously, there's a problem here. And the fact that they're saying, there's a problem, it's not helpful to you. And they understand insurance companies and school systems as well as anybody. So I agree with you. I'd go back to the doctor you saw before. And I would also do some investigation before you go to that doctor, or simultaneous to the medical school, because medical schools tend to do more research. They tend to be more state-of-the-art, and quite often an issue such as your daughter, a problem such as your daughter, which has got a big question mark on it, is going to be very appealing to them, because it means somebody's going to get a research paper out of it. And that's a very, I'm not being cynical, I'm just saying.
That's a good idea that I didn't think about.
Yeah, that's an excellent way to go when you're talking about something that's not obvious. So I think going back to the original doctor, getting her tested again. But I'd also talk to the head of the pediatric neurology department at University of Toledo Medical School.
Yeah.
Because you can probably get your... the record sent over there, and the point is that this is, you know, that this is a perfect thing for a medical school to tackle, where you've got a kid who's got it, there's clearly a processing error that she can read, she can hear, she can see, she can't, and we're talking probably about corpus callosum, whatever that means. I mean, I know what it means. It's just I'm not sure what it would mean in this particular thing, that my guess is it's probably a left brain, right brain kind of thing, but she's not, the connection is not there for her to be able to take that information and switch it to another kind of part of her brain.
Right.
So, yeah, right. So listen, and the disruptive part is very likely going to get worse, because she's frustrated, and there, you may need, you know, a psychologist as well here, but, I mean, she's a perfect candidate for a teaching hospital.
Well, that's what I was thinking about, a psychologist, which I can't get that either without a diagnosis.
Yeah, no, but yeah, I mean, you need more than the system is giving you at this moment. She may need some private tutoring, especially with the issue of dyslexia. She's going to need some behavioral kinds of issues, because she may need a smaller classroom. She may need outside tutoring. But I would I would do both simultaneously, because I don't know enough about what the legal issues are. But I would go back to the original dude. But at the same time, I'd get in touch with the head of the pediatric neurology department at the medical school. Okay?
All right.
Yeah, let me know what happens, Pete. But good for you for being such a great advocate for your daughter. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to do exactly that, to help you for the next 40 minutes or so. Theodore, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you? Long-time listener, first-time caller. I guess
well,
you've heard
great.
That one a few times.
No, but it's always fun to hear. It's always fun to hear that somebody finally today decided, I'm going to call her.
Well, we used to be able to pick you up here in Canada a lot easier. I don't know who actually carries your show here anymore, so I'm listening online. So
okay.
Thank God for online.
Amen.
Let me ask you, I'm kind of at a real crossroads here, relationship-wise with my wife. We've been married 22 years. We've got two great kids. One of them's in college. One of them's a year away from finishing high school. But the last 7 years, and it's not a seven-year itch. It's none of that. It's just last 7 years haven't been very good relationship-wise, and we've gone to therapy, like counseling. We've talked, you know, numerous times, tried to start out fresh every new year as a resolution and so on and so forth. But there's not much in the way of connection. And I know it's a standard thing with a lot of married people, but with us, it was never an issue when we first met, when we got married. It was very good. And it really hurts. I mean, I'm heartbroken. We don't, you know, there's just no connectivity there. We don't say I love you to each other. We haven't said it in a few years now.
Tito, let me stop. You mentioned you're so specific about the 7 years. What happened 7 years ago?
But I'd love to know. I can track it back to in my mind it's 7 years. I mean, we've always had some disputes, and we're
I'll buy it. I mean, it's you're not saying for the last couple of years. You said several times 7 years. So
yeah.
7 years. What happened 7 years ago?
Oh, what? It's the strangest thing. We went away on a family vacation. I think it was the best vacation we ever had. Went overseas. It was great. And then just slowly after that, when we got back, things just started deteriorating. There wasn't any specific thing that happened. It just kind of started happening. Now, the one thing that did change 7 years ago or 8 years ago is I got on a different exercise program, and I've stuck to it ever since, and I'm very thankful because it's helped me blow off a lot of steam and a lot of things. And this was a program that I originally wanted both of us to do so we could have something to do together and, you know, both of us try to feel happy and healthy and all that. And she quit very quickly. And I maintained it, and, you know, sometimes to the detriment of getting yelled at because I wasn't finished before dinner started and that kind of thing. But, you know, with work, you try to find the time and you make it happen. And I don't know if it's as simple as that. I can't believe it's but she's given me a lot of grief about working out over the years, and she hasn't done very much of it. And it really hurts me because I've seen her change. I've seen her body change. And, you know, this isn't a knock because, you know, we all get older and things change anyway, but she hasn't even tried. She's tried, but she hasn't maintained it. And that's the only thing that I can...
You're talking about... Well, first of all, you're talking about three separate things, and let's see if we can sort them out.
Okay.
It's interesting because I just reviewed a movie. It hasn't come out yet, but it's a similar situation where a seemingly happy couple go on vacation and something happens that changes her perception of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that it's, and it can be, and I'm not going to give away too much of it, but it's, there's an avalanche, and she stays with the kids and he runs, and he doesn't admit that, and she, it changes everything, but she, and then at some point he sort of looks at that, and this seems to me a similar kind of situation. My guess is that something on that vacation was more fundamental to the basis of your marriage that you may be able to go back and find, or maybe not. But the fact that right after that you started an exercise program, which may have been that somebody flirted with you, or you saw yourself in a mirror, something happened because it was such. I mean, first of all, you're so specific about being able to document the time frame, which is means there was a trigger. It may be a little hidden, it may be a little obscure, but I absolutely trust that you're accurate. Second of all, that it resulted in something that both of you started together and that you were able to maintain and she wasn't, which is can be its own problem independent of whatever the trigger was. But then from her point of view, that whatever it was that trigger was became more important in her mind to you than she was, evidenced by, you know, being late for dinner, and that somehow the shift in her, from her perspective, came from us to just you. And that is damaging to a relationship. And then the fact that on the ongoing basis, you're in better physical shape, and that she has the sense that you don't find her attractive anymore. And those four things together are a lot.
Well, just to backtrack a bit, the exercise program I actually started a year earlier. So it wasn't after that trip.
Okay.
It wasn't for that trip. We had started it a year earlier. So that timeline wouldn't necessarily jive. I understand, and believe me when I tell you, I've thought about that very thing you mentioned repeatedly about whether she feels hurt or inferior or anything. And I've always been, I'm a very positive person. I try to be. I mean, I'm not a perfect person, but my makeup is that I'm I speak from the heart. I wear my heart on my sleeve, good or bad. And so sometimes, you know, we've said things to each other we regret later, but I have reached out to her repeatedly, at various times to try to find a way to bridge the gap and to try.
Well, but that it doesn't really answer the question, which is, have you in any way said or the two of you have sex?
Not like we used to. Absolutely not.
Well, nobody has sex like they used to. The two of you have sex?
It's been very seldom. Now, I will add this, that the last year in particular has been very difficult because my work situation changed. So I've become a stay-at-home dad. So that probably has not helped. I know it hasn't helped. I mean, I was financially taken care of, so that's okay. But still, psychologically, the fact that I'm not working probably has thrown a wrench into things, too. That doesn't help because then I think she feels like she has to be the breadwinner and she had a job that she likes, but she's working long hours, too. So that's all kind of compounded everything.
Do you want to stay in this marriage?
Yeah, I think I do. I mean,
That was a long...
I've had time to think about that, too. I mean, for the longest time. That's why I've kind of called you, because we've exhausted a lot of different options. And I'm just maybe looking for a nugget of something maybe we haven't thought about. And, you know, we've seen a lot of friends and people we know take the easy route and just say, call it a day. And we're both...
Well, but look, do you think she wants to stay in this marriage?
Yeah, I think she does because...
Okay, that's where we need to start. All right, you've got a break coming up here. I want you to give me three reasons that you want to stay in the marriage and three reasons that you think will be convincing to her to stay in the marriage, all right? So three that are very personal for you, what you want, and three that you think will be convincing to her, all right? We'll be back to you in a minute. Lana, I'll get to you as well today. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Theodore, who's been married for 22 years, and the last bunch of years have not worked very well. So I said, all right, Theodore, do you want to be in this marriage? And he said, yeah. And I said, do you think your wife does? And he said, yeah. All right. And in theory, the two of you are approaching supposedly the watershed area, which is people who've been married for 25 years or longer report being happier than they were at any time other than the first year of their marriage. So if you guys can make it through another couple of years, in theory, the light at the end of the tunnel is not the train, so that would be good. So I said three reasons for you to stay in this marriage and three reasons that you think would compel her. What do you got?
Okay, well, the first one's the obvious one, and it happens now, is we want a happy family, in which we have. So that is not changed. That as a family, were, you know, for the most part, were very good to you.
Well, but you know, be careful about that because, first of all, one of your kids is in college and the other one's about to leave. They're going to be much more focused on their own lives. Yeah, they just assume their parents were together, but that's not compelling.
Okay.
Compelling is, I want you.
Yeah, I understand.
You got to be careful. Well, no. You don't understand. That was your first thing. And
okay.
It's Theodore, my darling, I'm trying to help you here.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Honey, it's a made-up issue.
Okay.
One of your kids is in college. One is going to be gone next year. So to say we have a happy family, with all due respect, is crap. It's not what is. It's not compelling.
All right.
People stay in a marriage. Certainly children are the world's worst reason to stay in a marriage because kids know when you're unhappy. And kids your kids' age are basically on their own and looking for their own families. And, if you ask them, would they – and I'm not even sure – that if you asked your two kids, would they just assume mom were together or apart? My guess is one of them would stay together, and one would say, you guys are miserable, you should be apart. So that's not true.
Okay.
And if we're going to save your marriage, we have to cut through all the crap.
Okay.
So you can't do that.
Then is I want the passion back. I want the love back like anybody else. We had it, and I know we can have it again.
Well, then why do you think it's gone?
Well, it's so easy to blame life, but I think that's a cop-out. I just think that we just...
You don't want to blame life, because if life did it, you can't undo it. So that's pointless.
That's what I'm saying. I would never do that.
Can you do different? What do you think, if I said I'd give you $1 million, if you could make your wife want to go to bed with you, what would you... Could you get $1 million? What would you say?
That's a great question because I don't know right now.
That's homework question number one.
Yeah.
I suspect there are going to be more. Keep going.
Well, the other one is to obviously try to get back what I thought was a pretty good marriage.
How are you going to do that? What are you going to do differently?
I think communication is a big part of it. You know, there was a time where our schedules really lagged, so we didn't really see each other a whole lot during the week, which meant little communication time except by phone or text.
Theodore, let me stop you. All right, here's one. The thing I want you to hear most is you use words to obscure. I want you, because I'm going to give you a serious homework assignment, I want you to do over the weekend, and I want you to have phrases that have no more than 3 or 4 words in them. Because when I ask you a specific question, you go waltzing me around. You're waltzing me, Matilda. It's not going to get you any place. She's going to get as irritated with it as I am, and I'm not really irritated, but I don't have anything, you know, I got nothing on the line here. I don't have a dog in this race. You're going to figure out what I can do to make my wife that want me sexually, what I can do, what I can offer her that would be valuable, what kinds of things we can do together, because that's how you're going to go into this. What you're going to go in saying is, we got a mess here.
Mm-hmm.
I talk too much. You know, I'm not specific enough with you. Here's what I propose. That I want to take you dancing. I want to make the meals. I want to get, you know, a different job. You know, I don't know what it is.
Right.
But being the house husband or the home daddy when you've got somebody away at college and a kid in high school, what are you doing during the day?
Well, first of all, the older
now,
child...
Small sentences. Don't use a whole lot of words on me. Go ahead.
I do chores around the house, try to take care of the stuff that needs done here every day, clean up laundry, errands, housework outside when it's that time of year.
What kind of job did you have?
I was in media.
Doing what does that mean?
Kind of doing what you do.
You had a radio program?
Both TV and radio.
All right. So what do you? How old are you?
And you 51.
All right. So what are you gonna do the rest of your life?
Well, I'm definitely trying to get back in. It's been difficult, but I.
All right.
Not...
So what if that doesn't work?
I've kind of thought in my head what else I could do with my life.
All right. Here's your homework assignment.
Okay.
Okay. Words of no more than five. Phrases of no more than 5 words. Number one, every answer. How are you gonna turn her on? what you can offer her, and what your career plan is. Listen, you know and I know it's a brutal industry. It's changing even as we speak. As you say, you're not listening to me on a radio station. You're listening to me on the internet, and it's an ageist industry. It's a tough gig, and I'm certainly I love it. I've certainly had a career at it. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm saying you need a fallback plan.
Oh, I have done it.
So part of what she's saying, what from her point of view, theater, she's saying you don't care about me and the kids. You don't have a career. You're not bringing in any money. And I know you. Hopefully, you got a great settlement. But still, you're not bringing any money. You think you know your body's in great shape. You'd rather work out than spend time with me. You don't find me sexually attractive. We don't do anything together. This is not compelling stuff for a marriage. So what you're going to do is you're going to say, not I love our family, because that doesn't mean anything. What you're going to do, and you need to look before you do all of this, you need to make sure that this is the woman you want to spend the rest of your life with. Because if it's not, then be honest about it. That you have this idea that, you know, I have this family. But if this is not the woman that you want to spend the rest of your life with, then we need to figure out an exit strategy. If it is, then you have to figure out how to convince her of that and how to make yourself, think of it as a date, that how you're going to convince her to go out with you. I know it's not exactly what we're talking about, but it's a useful metaphor.
I understand.
All right, so I want to talk to you. I'll put you on with Shane, and let's you and I talk first thing on Monday, all right? So you have as much time as you need. No more than 5 words per phrase, all right? So how are you going to convince her that you're sexy? How are you going to do fun stuff together? What your new life plan is going to be? Who the new Theodore is? Because the old Theodore, as far as she's concerned, is self-involved, has no goals, and spends his whole life in front of the computer during the day while she's out working. So and finds her sexually unattractive. So you got some work to do here. Make sure this is the woman you want to spend the rest of your life with, because it's too much work to foof around with. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Lana, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Lana.
I'm really kind of nervous here, so I'll try to keep it brief, but I was writing notes down from the last caller. So I've been in a relationship for 5 years. We're not married, and I thought that we were going to get married and thought that I wanted to be married. And one of my questions that I wrote down was, how do I know for sure if this is the man that I want?
How old are you?
I'm 43.
How old is he?
He is 39.
Why have either of you been married before?
No, but I do have a son out of a previous relationship who is 14 years old. And so he's been in my son's life, you know, since like the fifth grade. And we don't live together, but okay, we've good. Kind of become a family of sorts in many ways, in terms of him being there for my son and sporting events and different activities and just like with his family, and have a really great relationship with them.
So why are the two of you not married?
Right. That's what I want to know.
Is he the one who doesn't want to be married?
I mean, he's the one who says that financially he's not ready, and I'm the one who says, like, is this a cop-out, or, like, are you serious? Because who's ever going to be ready financially? So two people put their stuff together and they work and they say,
well, but I mean, that's you. He's saying, I mean, so how much money does he feel he needs to have? Is there a specific goal that he has in mind?
Not that I know of. No,
well, then you're silly. You're letting him foof you around. I mean, to say, you know, I want to get married. No, I can't marry till I have a certain amount of money. How much? And you're without asking what the amount of money is, because I mean, he can keep it on endlessly. All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back to you in just a moment. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I've got Lana and then Kathy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we've got Lana, who's 43, with a 39-year-old dude. They've been together 5 years. They don't live together, which is good, since she has a 14-year-old. She wants to get married. He's dragging his feet, saying, okay, I need to be financially stable. And she's not asking the relevant question, which is, what does that mean specifically? Because then if he says, well, I need to have $10,000 in the bank, then the two of you can look and say, okay, well, there's $7,800, so how do we get the other $2,200 and get married? But sort of leaving that open-ended means you don't know whether he's just kind of shining you on, or he's got cold feet, or he says, there's just no way of knowing. And there's no way even for him to know, in theory.
So guess, Dr. Joy, the thing that I found out yesterday is that he cheated on me.
What does that mean?
He slept with another woman.
When?
He said two times, and he said once in over the summer, and I don't know when the second time was.
And what was? How did you find out?
He told me.
Why?
Because maybe like a couple of, because I don't feel like.
He wants out. He wants out. He just, I mean, first of all, it's a crappy thing to do. And second of all, to tell you about it means he just wants you to dump him rather than him dumping you. Because, I mean, it sounds like the relationship is comfortable for him. And my guess is that you probably upped the ante about saying, let's get married. And so he did something absolutely reprehensible so that you dump him.
Okay.
So dump him.
And what's the best way to do that? Just, like, don't call anymore?
Yeah, just say, look, this was, you know, I wanted to get married, you don't. Cheating on me was bad enough, and then to tell me about it, I think you've just, you want me to dump you, so consider it done. And if he says, no, that's not what I want, say, well, you go away and think about it, because you've got some repair work to do. And just, and cut him loose. You know, what I would have asked you before the issue about the cheating was, if you knew he was going to never, and it's, I suppose it's vaguely relevant, although I'm not sure how relevant, to say if you knew he was never going to offer you any more than he's offering you today, he was never going to offer you any less, which means he was never going to marry you, then let's for a moment take the cheating off the table, even though you can't, but that if he was never going to marry you, that he would never be any less attentive, any less involved with you than he is today, would you want to stay or would you want to go? Do you have an answer to that one?
If he's never going to marry me, I'm going to go.
Okay. Then what I would have said before the cheating is, look, I want to get married. You don't. I don't want to. You can't coerce somebody. You can't talk somebody into wanting to marry you.
Exactly.
So go away. And if I change my mind in 6 months that I'd rather be with you unmarried than alone, then I'll call you. And if you decide that you're ready to get married, you don't have to show up with the ring, but you have to show up with being prepared to go get a license and get married in the next couple of days. And you know, look, I understand, you know, for whatever reason you may not want to marry, but I do. With the cheating, I mean, if you feel, I mean, that seems to me that it's just such a crummy thing to do, and it just seems so manipulative. That if and then you can certainly say, look, I need some time to think about this, you know, go away. And if you decide that you want to marry me, come back. But would you marry him under these circumstances?
I mean, like, I think that we definitely should go to counseling if we're even going to go, should even think about that step.
Lana, he's somebody, he's been sleeping with you for 5 years. He's not married you. He slept with somebody else, and then he told you about it. What is counseling going to do about that?
So I'm a dummy. Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, yeah. Well, you know, we're all dummies when it comes to love. But, I mean, I think you have to look at this realistically. How could you ever trust him?
Right.
And it may be, look, to give him partial credit, which I'm really not willing to do, he may feel like, well, as long as you're not married, it's not really adultery, which is true. It's still cheating, and it's still a betrayal. I mean, look, if you don't want to be in a relationship, you get out of the relationship. And then he may be one of those people who doesn't feel that he's capable of fidelity. And he just, you were pressuring him, and so he's just, instead of putting on his big boy pants and zipping up his big boy fly and saying, look, I'm not capable of fidelity, he just cheats. And then to make sure that you know he cheats, he tells you, God forbid you should overlook it. I don't think this guy's marriage material. And if what you want is to be married, then find somebody who's ready to get married and date him for a year and then get married.
Okay.
And keep him out of your kid's life. Because kids get attached. Kids don't understand dating. You know, it's even 14. I mean, where's your 14-year-old's dad?
He lives in another state. So, like, this guy has been that guy, you know, like the
Well, but I mean, you can, so get him involved with big brothers. I mean, you don't have to sleep with the person who takes your kid to ball games.
Yeah, but we haven't even really been doing, like, we don't even really do that. Like, sleep together? That's a whole nother issue, a whole different phone call. You don't.
And you're even semi thinking about marrying this guy? Lana, what does he offer you other than a surrogate dad for your kid?
Go
let your kid join a Boy Scout troop or get Big Brothers or find an uncle or somebody to, and your kid could probably find some of those people on his own, or get his biological father better involved with him. But you don't. I mean, they're separate roles, and sometimes they're in the same person, which is a husband and a father. But sometimes they're not. And it sounds to me that you overlooked an awful lot to have somebody play with your kid.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, there are better ways of doing it. I don't think you've got... this guy doesn't offer you very much. And as far as I'm concerned, if you want to, he can say... I mean, he may be a great surrogate dad, but that doesn't mean you have to sleep with him. It doesn't mean you have to date him. And it doesn't mean he's allowed to cheat on you.
Right. So just walk away.
Well, I mean, what does he offer you that's so great? And he's not going to walk away. He's getting a lot of what he wants. It doesn't cost him anything. He can sleep with anybody he wants. He doesn't have to commit to you. He can have a cool 14-year-old kid to play with when he wants to. There's nothing. I mean, he's got nothing on the line.
Right.
If you want to marry somebody, this is not the one.
Okay.
And if what he's offering you is good enough, expect him to cheat, which means you probably don't want to sleep with him, which means that you're settling at 43 for having no sex life.
Right.
Because you can't date other people while you're sort of semi-whatever. I'm not even sure you're dating him. But some other guy who's serious about you is not going to be amused about this.
Exactly.
Look, whatever else is true, if 6 months from today you want this guy back, you know and I know that the odds are heavily in your favor that he'd come back. Because it's not costing him anything.
Right.
But at least give yourself a chance to sort of be out from underneath this. And 6 months isn't long enough. It needs to be a year.
Whole year.
Yeah, but keep yourself, you'll be all right. Keep yourself busy. You can flirt. You can, you can do volunteer activities. You can take adult education courses. You're not ready to date. You're still sort of wound up with this yo-yo. All right? Give yourself some time. Find somebody that's worthy of you. Kathy, we'll talk first thing on Monday. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.